بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the gift of iman. Allah rabbul izzat ne hame iman jaisi azim o shan daulat se nawaza hai. Iski hame qadr karni chahiye. Is duniya mein jitne bhi hamare paas ne'matein hain unme se ek anmol qeemti jo tohfa bin mange jo Allah ne hame ata kiya hai wo iman ki daulat hai. There is nothing equivalent to iman, nothing that we can compare with the gift of iman. Allah rabbul izzat has given us this iman. This is the most important gift anyone can have. مال ہے منال ہے عزت ہے اہل و عیال ہے دولت ہے پیسہ ہے عہدہ ہے منصب ہے کرسیاں ہیں جو کچھ بھی ہو یہ آنے جانے والی چیزیں ہیں یہ فانی ہے اور ان کا تعلق دنیا تک محدود ہے لیکن ایمان جیسی عظیم و شان نعمت ایسی نعمت ہے کہ اس کا تعلق جو ہے قبر میں بھی ہوگا قیامت کے دن میں بھی ہوگا حشر کے دن میں ہوگا اور بالخصوص موت کے وقت بھی اس کا بہت اہم کردار ہوگا اللہ ہم سب کو نصیب فرمائے اللہ رب العزت سے دعا ہے اللہ تعالی ہم سب کو زبردست ایمان سے نوازے اور اس زبردست عظیم الشان ایمان کے ساتھ اللہ تعالی ہمیں آخری زندگی کے ایام دکھائے اور اس عظیم الشان زبردست ایمان کے ساتھ اللہ تعالی ہمیں دنیا سے بھی لے جائے آمین ثم آمین سو ایمان my dear friend is the most important commodity anyone can have in this world now with ایمان we cannot compromise Now, when a person has iman, there are a few requirements and basic few necessities that a person has to have. Number one is to safeguard his iman. Number two is enhance his iman. Number three, make sure that he does not waver in his iman or sells his iman. He makes sure that his iman is intact and he continues looking after it. Dear brothers, particularly my young brothers sitting here, the gift of iman is the greatest gift you can acquire in this world. There's nothing like it. But with great gifts come great responsibilities. And the gift of iman, the necessity of it is, we safeguard it, look after it, enhance it. And all of the attachments with it, we have to secure them as well. So Allah has given us iman. With iman comes our aqeedah, our belief, the tenets of faith. We cannot compromise them as well. That we believe in Allah Ta'ala, we believe in the angels, we believe in the final day, we believe in good and bad from Allah. We're not going to compromise on any of this. If we do, a person can fall into shirk, bid'ah, and he can lose his iman. At the time of death, he will go empty-handed without the gift of iman. And he will not be resurrected with the people of iman. Now, iman is so important, as I just mentioned in the starting. So, such a great, important commodity. No riches on earth can buy, no wealth amassed together, no empires can collectively get together with all of the international powers and armies and everything possible in their control to make anything equivalent to iman. It is impossible. Iman is the greatest of the greatest gift anyone can have. So for this great gift, we have people lurking to steal it from us. Shaitan, he wants to steal it from us. The nafs, it wants to weaken our iman. And then we have traditions and we have cultures and customs that want to weaken our iman. In particular, today we know is the day of 25th of December. It's an important day for the so-called Christians in which they believe it to be the Yawmi Wiladat, the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. If you look into the history books, there's many different opinions regarding the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. What I want to mention in the short while that we share together today is many Muslims, unfortunately, without realizing, are also participating in certain rituals and events of Christmas, because of which weakening the iman, because of which doing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are making shirk with Allah. And what do we say? Oh, it's a seasonal festival. Bhai, it is not a seasonal festival. It is a religious festival. And it is linked back with the Christians. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, before Allah Ta'ala lifted him to the heaven. This is the first point for the youngsters. Isa alayhi salam has not died and he has not been crucified. But Allah Ta'ala lifted Isa alayhi salam into the heavens alive, to the second heaven with his cousin Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, and he will return back before the advent of Qiyamah, in which he will slay Dajjal, make bad dua against Ya'juj Ma'juj, live a normal life, reign on the earth for 40 years, go to for Hajj, pass away there and be buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now Christmas, no one celebrated Christmas up until approximately 351 years after Isa alayhi salam. Nobody celebrated the aspect of Christmas. What happened is some priests later got together and wobite Catholic, not the Protestant. Because if you look in history of this country as well, when the Protestant were in power in UK, there was no Christmas allowed. There was no Christmas allowed when the Protestant were here. For a number of years, they ruled. Even in America, when the Protestant were in power, no Christmas was allowed. When the Catholic, they promote the aspect of Christmas as a religious belief. So 351 years approximately after Isa al-Islam going to the heavens, the priests got together and they said, we should remember Isa al-Islam because people are leaving his talimat. People are leaving the teachings of Jesus. So let's talk about him. So what they would do, on the 25th of Christmas, they would gather everyone in the church and Padri Sahib would give a bayan. And in the bayan he would say, Jesus said so and so, Jesus said this, Isa al-Islam said this, be good to your parents, be good to your neighbor, don't steal, don't commit zina, etc. All the talib of Islam. Is tarah chalta raha, chalta raha, chalta raha, chalta raha. Lekin me and you both know, bayans for us are dry. Khushk hai. Bayan sunne mein kaun, kisko maza aata hai? Jab tak se kuch naate na ho, qawwali saath mein na ho, kuch tamasha bhi na ho. So they said, Padri ne dekha ke bhai log hamare haathon se ja rahe. Even now, 90% of Christians will not go to the church. Because there's no appealing for them to go to the church. Unfortunately, we are following the same footsteps. All these youngsters sitting here, you've got holidays 2 weeks. Masjids don't seem appealing to us now. Because our nafs and base desire wants other sinful activities. I'll come on to that in a short while. Allah protect all of you. Whereas, you cannot progress in your deen, no matter what you do, without the intermediary of the masjid. Masjid ko chhod ke apne aap ko buzurg banana, ye impossible hai. Masjid ke alawa apne aap ko nek samajna, impossible hai. Shaitan ne aapko dhokhe mein dala hua hai. Shaitan has tricked you. Yes, you are a very pious man. Panchon namazon padhte ho. Bhai, panch namazon padhte ho. Har namaz ke badle mein aapko ek pound sawab mil raha hai. Kya aakar ek sajda doge, aapko 27 pound mil rahe. That's one example I'm giving you. So the Christians, they got together in the church approximately 350 years after Isa al-Islam was taken to the heaven, and they said, look, you know, we need to reach out to the mass public and we can't get through to them. So what we should do, the bayan is khushk now, so let's introduce some sing mausiqi music. Ab dekha, there is choirs in the churches. So you see, a choir. Aur sab khade ho jate ladke aur wo shuru ho jate apne mahavir nate padhna ki Jesus aisa hai aur God aisa hai aur Mary aur is tarah. So wo choir shuru hogi, mausiqi mausiqi chalte rahi chalte rahi. Thodi der ke baad ye bhi 25th Christmas ko hua. 25th of Christmas they introduced music. Kuch saal guzre, a few years passed by, bhai abhi tak bhi wo jo grasp hai of the public, unka zehen ko ab tak khinchna wo ho nahi raha. Ab kya kare? So whenever there's music, there's also dancing as well with music. So they said, bhai thoda bahut naach gaana bhi hona chahiye yaar. So naach gaana bhi Christmas ke din ho gaya. Then he said, oh, the churches are a bit too small, we should go outside maybe. Ab churches se alag hokar bahir chale gaye. Ab naach gaana bhi aa gaya, ab mausiqi bhi aa gayi, اور عیسیٰ علیہ السلام کی تھوڑی بہت تعلیم بھی باقی نہیں کہ جیزس از دس ایکسیٹرا. اب کیا ہوا, ابھی تک بھی صحیح گرسپ نہیں, تو تھوڑا بہت تماشا بھی ہونا چاہیے, ہنسی مذاق کی مجلس بیٹھنا, بات چیت کرنا, بھائی آپ شعر شاعری کرو, یہ آپ قصہ گوہی کرو, تھوکن ریلیکسنگ انوائنڈنگ. تو اب یہ ہوتا رہا کئی سالوں کے بعد, واٹ ہیپنڈ آفٹر فیو ایئرز, دس از ان ہسٹری, وی ریڈ اٹ یور سیلف, دا ہسٹورینز ہیو مینشن دس, آفٹر اے نمبر آف ایئرز, کرسمس ڈے, تعلیمات آف عیسیٰ علیہ السلام فنشڈ. اب دیکھو, ڈز اینی ون ٹاک اباؤٹ جیزس علیہ السلام ٹیچنگز آن کرسمس ڈے؟ اب کیا ہے, ہنسی مذاق, ترکی کھاؤ, درخت لگاؤ, اس پر جو ہے کمکمے لگاؤ, ٹنسلز لگاؤ, شراب پیو. بھائی جتنی شراب کرسمس کے دن پی جاتی ہے, پورے سال میں اتنی شراب نہیں پی جاتی. جتنے ہاسپٹلوں کے اندر جو رش ہوتا ہے کرسمس کے ڈے, یعنی لڑائی جھگڑے, جتنی عورتوں کی عصمتیں لوٹی جاتی ہیں کرسمس کے ڈے, پورے سال میں اتنی عورتوں کی عصمتیں نہیں لوٹی جاتی. دی اماؤنٹ آف سنز اینڈ اماؤنٹ آف ایکسیڈنٹس اینڈ اماؤنٹ آف فائٹس اینڈ ڈومیسٹک ابیوز اینڈ الکوہل ریلیٹڈ کرائمز دیٹ ٹیک پلیس آن کرسمس ڈے, نو ادر ڈے میچز اٹ ان دی ہول آف دی ایئر. دس واز دی ڈے الوکیٹڈ فار دی ٹیچنگز آف ریوائیونگ آف عیسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. سو ناؤ دی ریزن وائی آئی مینشن دس از ٹو پٹ این انٹروڈکشن into Christmas. Now, somebody was saying, oh, it's a festival, it's a seasonal festival. It's wrong, but it's a religious-based festival. And Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran Sharif, لَا تَتَّخِذُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Don't make the Yahud and Nasara your friends. Rasulullah told in the Hadith Sharif, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a time is going to come in my ummah when you shall follow the previous nations, shibran bi shibran, handspan by handspan, arm length by arm length, until even if they enter the lizard's den, you will also enter. And the Sahaba said, who are you implying? The Jews and the Christians. The Prophet said, of course, who else am I implying to? And they go, lizard's den, the Arabs would give such an example of lizard's den, dubba, go, jisko kehte hain Urdu mein go. Lizard's den, you always found the entrance into his den, but it's very hard to find the exit of the lizard's den. Matlab ye hai, the Prophet is teaching us, once you start following the nations before you, Muslims are now putting up Christmas trees in their house. Before it was shocking, now it's happening commonly. And Christmas tree ke bhi dekho history kya hai, it's bahut lamba kisa, I won't go into the full of it, maybe another time, but look at how much money is made just by selling the fir tree. Just in America, I was reading before, that there are 12,000 farms where they grow the Christmas tree, the fir tree. They have over 100,000 workers there. And just the revenue of each year by selling them is $50 million. Just by selling the trees. So somebody who's making this kind of a money, وہ بے وقوف ہے کہ میں اس کو نہ آگے بھیجوں. He wants to get these out. تو جگہ جگہ آپ کو یہ فر ٹری ملے. اس کی خصوصیت بھی یہ ہے کہ گرمی سردی میں وہ قائم رہتی ہے, وہ مرتی نہیں, یہ مرجا نہیں جاتی. سو پیپل آر پٹنگ دیز ٹریز ان سائڈ دیئر ہاؤس. باقاعدہ اب کرسمس ڈے لوگوں کے گھروں میں باقاعدہ ٹرکی کھائی جا رہی ہے, جس کو ترکی مرغ کہتے ہیں, ٹرکی بھی. ظاہر یہ سیزن ہے, لیکن مسلمان بھی اس دن کے ساتھ کر, یہ بھی بدعت ہے. یہ درخت لگانا یہ بھی بدعت ہے. یہاں تک ہو گیا, الامان الحفیظ, اللہ فرگیو می, فرگیو آل آف اس فار ناٹ اسپیکنگ آن دس بیفور اینڈ ایکٹنگ آن اٹ پریویسلی. ایون پریزنٹس وی پٹ انڈر نیتھ دا ٹری ناؤ آن کرسمس ڈے. مسلمز اور گھروں کے اندر وہ سانتا کلوز کے وہ بلون ہوں گے, رینڈیئرز ہوں گے, ٹنسلز ہوں گی. بھائی باقی کیا رہا, واٹس لیفٹ؟ تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, من تشبہ بقوم, whoever imitates a nation, فہو منہم, he belongs to them. No matter you pray your namaz, your dhikr azkar, but you're following this religious festival, the day of qiyamah, na'udhu billah, we may be resurrected with them as well. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So یہ ایک reminder ہے میرے لیے, آپ کے لیے, بھئی ایمان is the foundation. اللہ give us توفیق to realize. سب آمین کو سے آمین. ایمان از سو امپورٹنٹ. Now, when we begin to waver, oh, it doesn't matter, it's only once a year. Nay, it does matter. It matters to such a degree without you realizing you may be do shirk with Allah. Because of it, you have lost your iman. And if you die, there is no way on earth you can go with iman because you're not a Muslim. So, a Muslim has to be strict and staunch. Dear brothers, beloved brothers, somebody asked me yesterday, one from the masjid, are we allowed to say Merry Christmas? Babe, you may not go and check the fatwa yourself. We're not allowed to say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas ka maana kya hai? Christmas kya hai? Christmas, yani Christmas, Jesus ki birthday. To matlab ye hai ki hum mante hain ki uski birthday hui aur birthday ke baad unka intiqal bhi hua. Ye Christmas ka paigham hai. Jab hum kehte Merry Christmas, bhai Merry Christmas to Isa Alaihi Salam ke tehwar aur yawm e viladat ka hum khushi mana rahe ki wo duniya mein aaye bhi aur duniya se chale bhi gaye. Ye fauri toba shirk hai aqeedah ke andar. This shirk in our aqeedah. And shirk, Allah says, Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bih. Allah will never forgive shirk. So many of us, just to make our customers happy, our work colleagues happy, just to put a smile on their face, to build a bridge here, we'll say Merry Christmas. Bhai, kabhi poocha bhi hai Merry Christmas, jaise ya nahi. You're not allowed to say Merry Christmas. No matter how strict or staunch or rigid it may sound, this is the bunyadi talimat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The youngsters in particular. Ab ye card banana, Merry Christmas ke card. All of this, ye sab furu'i cheeze hai. They come underneath the principle of this Christmas religious festival. So it's where you want to draw the line. Who do you want to please? Your temporary boss of your workplace? Or Malikul Mulk Shahinsha Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you want to be strict and rigid in the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or do you want to compromise just to get an extra prayer rise or maybe crack a smile on your boss's face? Ye cheez hai, samajhne ki hai, sochne ki hai. Because if we let it go by, and we may think, oh well, Maulana's told us, we know it's shirk, it's bid'ah, it's khurafat, fine. But your children, what about them? And then their children, and then their children, and then their children. Aage tak dekho. And that's exactly how Christianity, it moved away from its usul of its religion. Now, Christmas ke din, aap mujhe khud batao. You might have Christian friends, neighboring in your localities. How many of them go to the church and listen to the teachings of Isa alayhi salam now? And how many of them bring a turkey home, Christmas pudding, patni kya kya mistletoe, patni ye wo, aur sharab pi ke bas wo bilkul mast ho jate hain. Aap dekh lo. So if we don't, let's say, cut it from the root now, jar se agar abhi nahi kaatenge, then these things will rub off onto our children. Aur waise batil ki daawat bhi aisi hai. Batil charo taraf daawat de raha hai. Billboards pe. Ab aam toh abhi shopping ke liye jaoge, kisi bhi supermarket mein wahan tinsel lage honge, Christmas ka saman pada hota hai, tree hai, tinsels hai, gifts hai, ye Christmas shopping, Christmas off sale, ye hai, ye sab cheezon se mutasir hokar hum bhi is lapet mein aa jate hain aur khuda na khasta khatra hai aur zyada tar khatra hai ki hamara iman bhi kho baithe. Allah hum sab ko apne hifz o iman mein rakhe. So we may think, okay, I could get away with it because I'm educated, but your children, they need manual filtering. Unko batao beta, Jesus did not die on the cross. Beta, Jesus is not the son of God. Batil ki itni daawat chalti hai. Ab khud hairan honge schoolon ke andar kitni daawat. The three kings of Bethlehem, they came. Jab Virgin Mary give child to baby Jesus, they said, this is the son of God. People choir bakaida gaate hai schoolon mein ke Jesus gave us the water of life. Matlab ye Jesus hi ki wajah se hum dunya mein aaye. Jesus died for us on the cross. Ye sab cheez hai. Agar hum us lapet mein aa gaye, bhai agar na balik, mufti sahab farmate the, agar na balik bachcha hai aur walidain ne usse tarbiyat nahi karayi, to wo shirk ka guna uske walidain ke sar pe jayega. Your child could be playing a pantomime or some role play of the Trinity or the three kings of Bethlehem in school, but because you haven't taught him as a parent, as a responsible parent, the sin of his shirk and associating parties with Allah will go into your account the day of Qiyamah. So this is no small thing. And remember, 99.9% people who have gone astray, have gone astray because of the aqeedah of Isa alayhi salam. Listen to this point again. 99.9% of people who have gone astray, jo gumrah hue, Isa alayhi salam ki bunyadi aqeedah ki wajah se. Isme Mirzai bhi, Qadiani bhi aage. Isme bahut se mazhab iske andar, Christians bhi aage, Isai bhi aage, Yahudi bhi aage. So Muslims, our aqeedah regarding Isa alayhi salam has to be very strong. Allah give all of us tawfiq. Allah give all of us tawfiq. So parents, tell your children the basic requirements of the belief of Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. What is Christmas? Ye aapko authentic, reliable website se bhi ye cheeze aapko mil sakegi. You can find out these things. Hasil karo, pata karo. Nahi to ask your local imam, ask the ulama. They will direct you to certain books. At home in the holidays, do quiz with your children. بقاعدہ ہمارے حضرت حضرت مولانا محمد سلیم دوران صاحب لیسن والوں نے کتاب لکھی ہے. ہم عام طور پر اس کو یعنی 200 نسخے منگواتا ہوں, 300 منگواتا ہوں اور ہر بچے کو دیتا ہوں ہر سال مکتب میں کہ گو ہوم ڈو دس کوئز, ہو گیٹس فرسٹ ہو گیٹس دی بیسٹ نمبرز یو گیٹ اے پرائز فرام دی مدرسہ. سو اس طرح بچوں کو انگیج کرو, میک شور دی عقیدہ ڈزنٹ گیٹ کرپٹ اینڈ دین آلسو دی سیم ٹائم کیپ یور سیلف سٹیڈ فاسٹ آن دس جسٹ فار اے بٹ آف پولٹری بینیفٹ, بٹ آف معلومات آ جائے تھوڑا بہت, یہ لوگوں کی نظروں میں ذرا عزت و وقار بن جائے, میں ذرا ہماری کرسمس بھی کہہ دوں, کارڈ وار بھی تقسیم کر کے بھیج دوں. نہیں نہیں نہیں, بی اسٹرکٹ آن یور پرنسپلز, اصول اور ایمان. اگر ایمان خطرے میں پڑ گیا دوستو تو پھر ہمارے لینے کے دینے پڑ جائیں گے. آن دا ڈے آف ٹائم آف ڈیتھ, آن دا ٹائم آف ڈیتھ اٹ کڈ بی یو مے فیل ایز آئی ایم بینگ ویری اسٹانچ ود مائی ورڈز اینڈ بینگ ویری ایکسٹریم, بٹ دس از حقیقت, دس از حقیقت. وی مے بی ایون گیٹنگ اے مسلم بیریئر شراؤز اینڈ اے جنازہ. But the person lying in the coffin, the eyes of Allah, he may not even be a Muslim anymore. And Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah ta'ala, apne zamane mein farmaya karte the, ke bohot so aise log hai, jo is dunya se, us zamane, khairul qurun ke zamane mein, bohot se log aise hai, jo baghair kalime se, dunya se ja rahe hai. Us zamane mein ki baat kar rahe hai. To aqeedah main, haan, agar namaz jyada na ho, I'm going to take 1-2 minutes extra, I know it's everyone's chutti today as well. اگر نماز زیادہ نہ ہو کوئی حرج نہیں ہے, نفل زیادہ نہ ہو بھائی کوئی حرج نہیں ہے, زیادہ قرآن ہی پڑھا کوئی حرج نہیں ہے. اس کے برعکس اف یو ریڈ سو مچ نفل, سو مچ صدقات, یو بلڈ مدرسہ, دار العلوم, اسلامی اسکول, ہاسپٹل, یو ماشاء اللہ یو پری تہجد, یو ڈیڈ لاٹس آف ذکر, سو مچ گڈنس یو ڈیڈ, بٹ یور عقیدہ واز اے بٹ ویورنگ ریگارڈنگ عیسی علیہ السلام, ایوری تھنگ از واشڈ اوے. Nothing is accepted. Nothing. Nothing is accepted. Dekho, look at those nuns and monks. Unki misal dekho. Allah Quran Sharif mein unki misal dete hain. Ye nunneries aur ye monks jo hai, puri zindagi wo rehbaniyat ikhtiyar karke kisi ghar mein ja kar baith jayenge ya kisi girje mein ja kar baith jate hain aur 80-90 saal wo sar maar rahe hote hain deewaron ke upar, aur ibadat aur jeezat aur ye wo. Allah kya farmate hain? سب معراج ہے, سول معراج. اللہ سے دے تھنک دے ہیو اکوائرڈ آن دی ڈے آف قیامت دے ول بی ایمٹی بیکاز عقیدہ واز فالٹی. سو مائی پیغام ٹوڈے, اف یو ہیو گاٹ لاٹس آف نفل نماز اور ذکر اور تلاوت اور اذکار اور چیریٹی, بٹ اف یور عقیدہ از گڈ, ان شاء اللہ وی ول بی سکسیزفل آن دی ڈے آف قیامت ان شاء اللہ. بٹ اف عقیدہ از ویورنگ اینڈ وی ہیو میسڈ اپ آن عقیدہ, وی ہیو ماؤنٹنز آف گڈ ڈیڈز, it doesn't mean anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqeedah main cheez hai. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan. This is aqeedah, tawheed. 1/3 of the Quran, tawheed. The kuffar of Makkah said, tell us the ancestry of your Allah, who your God who you worship, what's his lineage, what's his ancestry, kahan se aaye, kaun hai, kidhar se aaye. So Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat, surah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. And also, the Kufar Makkah said, tell you what we'll do, one day we'll worship Allah, one day we'll worship Lat, Manat, Uz, the idols. The Prophet said, no. They said, tell you, I'm giving my own words, 60% will worship Allah, 40% idols. He said, no. But 80% will worship Allah, 20% bit of shirk here and there. He said, no. 99% will worship Allah, 1% give for our idols. The Prophet said, no. 99.999% will worship Allah, 0.001% worship idols. The Prophet said, no. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا kafirun la a'budu ma ta'budun, I will never worship what you worship. Aur akhir mein kya farmaya, lakum dinukum, tumhare liye tumhara din, waliya din, aur mere liye mera din. Ye hai Quran ka aqeedah. You can't even compromise an iota, otherwise our aqeedah is finished. You understand what I'm trying to say? Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq to realize this, to practice our aqeedah, make it firm, rectify our iman, enhance our iman, especially our children. Manually filter them, make sure they don't go into shirkiya line without realizing, and keep making dua for the preservation of our iman and our aqeedah. Allah Ta'ala give all of us the ability to practice on this. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. تقبل هذا الأمر.